3-1, Lethbridge leads at home over the Saskatoon Blades after one period as we move to the other side. And there's no truth to the rumor that my guest was busily writing down Jason Lee's phone number for the Rokenville Lottery just now. Peter Ranholt, the general manager of the Hurricanes, joins me. Yeah. Every small town in Saskatchewan has one of those lotteries. I mean, you could be...
100%.
Yeah, and hey...
That's what makes Saskatchewan...
What it is, exactly. Good to see you, sir. Thank you. I think you got to like the first period for the most part.
Yeah, you know what? With our team, I think less for this whole year. I think patience is the word. I think we've turned over a lot of players, and we're a young team. There's a young group there. We got 4 16-year-olds and a lot of 17-year-olds. But you know what? Our overages are as good as there is in the league. So we like that group, and Cleaver's done a good job for us thus far, so far too. So you know what? We've added some older, new guys too, a couple of junior A guys. For the most part, I think the first period was pretty good.
It's the changing landscape of hockey based on the whole NCAA rule change last year. Yes, we saw some kids leave. Miguel Marcus could have come back to you this year. He's not. He's playing NCAA. But like you said, you've got some junior A guys. You've got a kid from the States in Di Domenico Antonio. I think
nice
by the time I say that, there's been a stop and play and a face-off
already. A couple more passes.
A face-off already happened.
Yeah, no.
But, I mean, we start seeing some of the American kids that you've drafted in the past that didn't want to come because they didn't want to lose their college eligibility now think, hey, maybe I'll come here and try the Western Hockey.
Yeah, it's a different landscape for sure. I think probably a couple of years before the water will settle to where it's supposed to settle. I think we all have to kind of find a way to exist together in this new hockey landscape. We've had some players, basically stolen out of our league without any dialogue from the NCAA teams, and I don't like that. That's not how people should do business, and I think some professional courtesy has to be at the forefront. But that being said, that's how some of them do business, and we have to look at ourselves. What do we have to do better to make sure we keep our players and keep our guys in the league?
I think you hit on it, though, when you said some of them. It's not every college team in the States that doesn't do what they're supposed to do and have courtesy and communicate. It's a few of them, and a few of them, they're pretty obvious as to who they are, so we don't have to mention them. But those are the ones that you kind of worry about a little bit, just coming in and poaching whoever the heck they want.
Well, I think, we had in good faith last year giving out passes to NCAA, and it got abused, and so they're not allowed the passes, they're not allowed down by dressing rooms anymore, and when you mention it to the guys about that, they say no problem, I think dialogue is the biggest thing, and I think professional courtesy is the most important part of this whole new landscape. I still believe we're going to see some guys come back because they came to our league because they didn't want to go to school. We're in a college schedule right now, and our guys don't like it very much, to be very honest with you. It's kind of interesting how all of a sudden they don't like that schedule. And, I think it'll there's going to be some guys come back eventually, and we'll see how that all shakes out. But, when it's all said and done, like I say, we all have to exist in this new – and I've been around long enough. I remember when there wasn't the rule, too, before the 1980s. It was the way it was back in the day, and now it's like that now, and so we just got to do a better job, that's all.
You're a good Saskatchewan guy. Your roster normally has all kinds of them on there, Saskatchewan kids. I don't see as many because a lot of the good ones have left you now, unfortunately. Yeah. But I still see a kid from Warman by the name of Carson Olson, one of those 19-year-olds that played junior A all of a sudden. Has everybody figured out that there's actually some pretty good players from Saskatchewan, and they're starting to realize that you got to have some on your team?
Well, I always have an affinity to them. I mean, that's just the way it is. But it's not by design, Les. It just kind of seemed to work out that way. But we've had some really good Saskatchewan kids, obviously, and no better than Noah Chadwick last year, and he was with us for 4 years, and 3 years I should say, as a 17, 18, 19 year old, and he's a good example that you don't have to play at 16. He went back to the contacts, won the leadership award, won the best defenseman award, really, really developed, and I think the Saskatchewan U18 league is the best development league that we have, of how they go about their business and how they develop their players. So I think that's why guys get better there, and they can come into our league because it's a junior kind of attitude there.
It's always fun to come to Lethbridge and visit with you, Peter. Thank you so much for the time. All the best to you and the Hurricanes this season.
Thanks very much, Les.
Peter Anholt, the GM of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, joining me here on the other side in the first period.